Bassem Youssef has often been called the John Stewart of Egypt. To be honest, though, Youssef's probably sick of the comparison. I mean, for one, he's not in Egypt anymore. And second, he's no longer in Egypt partly because authorities there thought he was too much like John Stewart. Instead, the heart surgeon turned comedian is here in the U.S. The World Satire editor Carol Hills joins me now. So why is Bassem Youssef here in the States and not in Egypt?
Basically, he's in exile. I mean, his show was just way too much for authorities there. He went through various iterations of it, was always trying to find a new channel. There was just all sorts of legal issues. And so he was basically forced out. And what's incredible is that his show, Al Barnamag, had 30 million viewers.
Wow.
I mean, that's a certain percentage of Egypt's entire population.
Right.
So it was pretty amazing. But a bunch of politically motivated lawsuits, threats against friends, it became too much. So he finally left.
So what's he doing here in the States?
Well, he's living in Los Angeles. He has, for the last several months, been doing something for this Fusion channel. He does a thing called the Democracy Handbook and travels around the U.S. talking to Americans about politics. There's a new documentary out about him called Tickling Giants. And just this week, he has a new book out called Revolution for Dummies, Laughing Through the Arab Spring. And earlier today, that's what I talked to him about.
All right, let's take a listen.
I read your book, which I liked a lot. And you like to swear. It was impressive. Is it as satisfying to swear in Arabic as it is in English for you?
Oh, you have no idea. It's even more satisfying in Arabic.
Can you treat us to a little Arabic cursing without getting us in trouble with the FCC?
Well, the FCC will not be able to track down my curses, but, you know, there's a lot of conservative Arabs and Muslims out there, and they'll consider this as a way that I'm tarnishing our culture and tarnishing our religion. I mean, I got in trouble when I was hosting the International Emmy Awards, and I cursed ISIS. I cursed ISIS in Arabic. And then people thought this is offensive because I used Arabic curse words as if it was an insult to the language. Oh, my God. People are... I mean, you think you have PC? Welcome to my world.
It's interesting. In Egypt, you happen to revolutionize Egyptian television with this live show and really challenging and making fun of a lot of sacred cows and things in the Egyptian government. And you did it all in the middle of a real political revolution. It didn't work out so great for you or the revolution. But what role do you believe your own satire played in how it all went down?
Well, I think it inspired younger people to go up and decide for themselves that there are no sacred cows. For decades, maybe centuries in our region, questioning, criticizing has been repressed by either religious or nationalistic rhetoric. And people saw an example that you can do it, of course at a great price. But now people are not going to be manipulated by these rhetorics anymore. They're not going to be brainwashed by it and they can find their own voice. I'm not telling you that like I started a revolution, but it is a beginning and it's a process and it's a long process.
You know, some people say, what good is satire in hard political times? I mean, they'll say, you know, those Berlin cabarets, they didn't stop Hitler, or Syria's a mess. How can you even make fun of it? And of course, satire didn't stop Egypt's revolution from going pear-shaped. But what role does satire have when you're living in dangerous times?
Well, this is part of the discussion that people like to use to put more pressure or more responsibility on satirists more than they should be. I mean, satirists are not activists. They are not freedom fighters. Satirists, what they do is they bring serious issues that might as well be ignored by the public or might be too boring for the public to discuss, and they bring it to light. I mean, maybe someone will not be inclined to know or educate himself or herself about the new budget cuts in the Trump administration. But if Trevor Noah or Stephen Colbert bring them in a satirical way, people will be more encouraged to read about it. And then it's up to the people to take the next step. It's up to the people to decide if they want to organize, if they want to make a change or not.
In your book, Revolution for Dummies, you write about being forced to leave your country. You write, why did I have to flee while tyrants and thieves got to stay? I didn't steal, didn't abuse my powers, and certainly didn't hurt anyone. All I did was tell jokes. Bassem Youssef, why was telling jokes in Egypt so dangerous?
Because tyrants do not accept to be made fun of. Tyrants base their legacy on fake respect and on being feared. If you make fun of someone, you're not afraid of them anymore. This is why they get pissed off. This is why you see Donald Trump get like on a Twitter rant every time someone mocks him on SNL. It undermines his respect and his fake status of fear. And in the Middle East, of course, in a patriarchal. Oh, my God. English is a second language. You see, I'll never make it in America.
You're doing great.
In the Middle East, in a patriarchal society, respect and fear is very important. It is this kind of ego that if you're making fun of me, that means that you do not respect me.
A lot of your work since you've been in the U.S. has obviously been about Donald Trump and making humorous comparisons to Egypt's strongmen. But you've actually lived under a real military dictatorship. Are we just throwing those words around here in the U.S., or do you actually see some worrying signs?
Well, it is not a real dictatorship here in America yet. However, everything is relative. You guys are exposed to something that's totally new to you. You're seeing stuff that you haven't seen before. You've seen someone who is annoyed by the courts reversing his decision, someone who's openly abusive and abrasive to media, and someone who's annoyed by the media criticizing him. I find that the most worrying sign for me that when he bailed out on the correspondents' dinner, which has become an American tradition. It is when the press get to mock the president and he mocks back in all lighthearted manner. He didn't even want to do that. And to refuse to be criticized. You're not a CEO of a company anymore. You are a public servant. And I don't think that he understands the fact that he is a servant to the people. He thinks that he is ruling them, not serving them. Yes, there is no real dictatorship yet, but there are signs that he has been borrowing and adapting from other dictatorships.
And as you probably know, President Trump has invited Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to Washington. They're meeting at the White House on April 3rd. If you had Donald Trump's ear, what would you tell him?
I would say, Donald, you have found your perfect match. They both are peas in a pod. I feel that the dictators of the world are getting together, them and Putin. They have so much in common.
Bassem Youssef, the Egyptian heart surgeon turned satirist. He's now living in the U.S. He's got a new book out called Revolution for Dummies, Laughing Through the Arab Spring. There's also a new documentary out about him called Tickling Giants. Bassem Youssef, a real pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much.